Marriage is like a beis medrash for midas tehillos. That's what marriage is. When you are learning in midas shiva, or you're learning in gate set, or wherever you want, it's a beis medrash for something else. It's a beis medrash for yivomis or bobasa, whatever it is. But marriage is a beis medrash for midas tehillos. That means, with other words, a beis medrash for midas tehillos means you know your own midas better. And that's first. And second, you broaden your horizon, that there are people which are different than you, and they're also existing. We spoke about that. And that is a beis medrash that you have new musogim. It's also educating you, that you yourself are knowing yourself better. You know that there are kairos within you which you didn't know beforehand. Good sides and perhaps not so good sides, but you know yourself better through marriage. And it's also that you know other people, another person, which has very different ways of functioning, and that's interesting for you. It has a background that you like the other person, but it is someone else, and it teaches you about other kriyas and nefesh and other kriyas and other ways of dealing with life. Which that makes yourself broader. That's what marriage is about. So that means that when you go for a gisha or for this whole tarich of gishot, it's not the point that you are looking for something which is going absolutely smooth. It's not the point. It's absolutely smooth, absolutely fitting, and absolutely without any friction, anything, you know. That's not the point. The point is that it goes with a geschmackkeit, even though that things are perhaps not so absolutely your way. But it's still geschmack. It's still good. It's still interesting. It's still something which fascinates you. That is what marriage is about. And maybe don't be afraid. We spoke about being afraid to get married. Once in a while you're afraid to get married because you feel that something is not 100% your way or things like this. That's not the point. The point is it has to be geschmack. Even when it's not your way, not 100% your way, but it has to be geschmack. A person has to be broader a little bit, that things are geschmack and things can be geschmack, even though it's not 100% the way he dreams and he thinks. Okay? That's first. Now, I want to show you that this has a background. That was the main vad I wanted to go for. That is a background. This whole midas tovus and the whole marriage, because of that, has one background. And the background is savlonus. Yeah? A person, marriage, children, wife, whole life of marriage, has one big background. It's called savlonus. So, you think savlonus means, yeah, you know, what shall I do? I have to be stable, you know. My fate. You know, it's my fate. No, that's not savlonus. Savlonis means something else. And this is a very basic thing you have to know. Savlonis means that you are savable your own rots. Savlonis is you. You have a certain rots, should be in some way. And you are savable that. That means you are able to be bigger and to live through the situation, even though your rots is not now actualized. Yeah? From the other side, the same thing. By her, savlonis is a main point in marriage. It's a main point. Savlonis is perhaps the main point of marriage. That means that you are able to live your life, that your rotzen doesn't have to be actualized. Because when your rotzen has to be actualized, there's no beis medrash on midas going on. Because you're deprived of a beis medrash in midas. Because you only want what you want. And that has to be. That means you're not broadening, you don't get new musogim. You only want to stay with your old musogim, and the way you are, that's what you want to be. The background of this whole thing is savlonis. Yeah? And you have to understand, savlonis is a greatness of a person. A person is a big person when he's a savlon, not a small one. He is bigger than his own retzoinus. He's bigger than that. That's called savlonis. I'm bigger than my own retzoinus. That's a big, big thing. Because normally a person thinks, what I want, that's me. A person which has savlonis, he understands There's something bigger going on than what I want. This is the background of a Jewish home. This is the background of every home. Only by a Jewish home, it has a very, it's a very deep thing. Because the whole purpose, the way I understand, the whole purpose of a Jewish home is that there is something above your own roots. You go into marriage. You want to build up a Jewish home. You want to build up some purpose. You want to build up something which is actualizing Torah. Things like this, I don't know what. It's not your own roots. I don't know whether you have that. But it's a basic ingredient in a Jewish home. I tell you the truth. For me personally, that was one of the biggest things which helped me to go through marriage, which marriage is once up, once down, once in the middle, you know, once up, once down. It's a tidy, you know, because it's not such a smooth, straight line. But it was always this awareness that I have a home, and I built my home because there is something more than only me, which I wanted to actualize over here. You can call that afterwards, Isho Me Hashem. You can say, I see Hashkocha Protis in that, how the Shittach came along. That was by me like this. That was by me a good thing. I didn't decide because of that. You know, I'm not a crazy guy which says, I see signs Min HaShemayim because there were three white chatulim from the left side and two black from the right side, and that was a sign that I have to get engaged. No. I'm not the person with things like this. It's so very simple that I saw like the hand of the Beroilum there, and that was also part of the ingredient. There's also part of that. A part of this Roimimus of the decision. I had a possibility to make a Roimim decision which was a little bit more aloof. That's a Jewish home. Because a non-Jewish home is the decision is there, a commitment of a personal need. Yeah? You have a commitment of a personal need. When we are getting married, we just say not like this. Ktusha. First thing, you know? The first thing is Ktusha, that means aboveness. Aboveness. Not aboveness, your Yetzirah. I don't think about your Yetzirah so much. It's aboveness. Something above. And this is a thing which is a very basic ingredient for your own, that you are able to be soivel, savlonis, that you are able to say, I go along with something which is good. It's not 100% my expectation and things like this, but it's good. But this above thing will be good with that. And in this part, perhaps not so. You don't look for problems. But it is a thing which this above thing, that aboveness, some bigger purpose. You know, when I went out on Shidduchim, I had this instinctive feeling. That was a basic ingredient. And perhaps, I think my wife till today, she remembers that. I told her, when we will marry, perhaps we'll have a dira in Yerushalayim. Could be, you know. That was then Yerushalayim was, Sorotsky was still out of Yerushalayim. So it was a possibility to buy a dira in Yerushalayim for a cheaper price, you know. But the fact that we will have a deal in Yerushalayim, that doesn't make that I will live in Yerushalayim. I don't decide where I will live because I have stones somewhere. No, I don't do that. I will live where I'll be needed. And when people need me in Honolulu, I will go to Honolulu. You know that? That's what I told her. Bezeya Loshna, I think. I didn't know Honolulu is no one there, you know. Today I think more Anchorage would be better, you know. There's one Chabatska and the Grizzly. And that's in Alaska, you know. When needed in Honolulu, I go to Honolulu. That was the basis of going out of Shidduchim. But this was like an instinct. There wasn't that big bentur or nothing. It was an instinctive feeling. I go into this business of marriage not because I have a need which has to be actualized.
Can you think, Mr. Hartwell, that she should realize that She should be such a person also.
That she should understand that there's something bigger. That went through the whole marriage like this. Afterwards, it was not Honolulu, it was my Rebbe, it was Mashgiach. You know, today, when you have a younger man, you are learning in a yeshiva. You know, you have a younger man in a yeshiva. It is, this aboveness at home is nearly not there. There's no direction at home. The thing which is above the home is a Shmiras Hasdorim, $50 a month. That's above the home, which I have to go to yeshiva in order not to lose a Shmiras Hasdorim. I never went for Shmiras Hasdorim, never in my life. But by me, Rav Volbe, or Rav Yonis, was above my home. And Rav Volbe told me I have to come to his home in order to learn. Whenever there was not a Pikuach Nefesh at home, I went there. Sick, not sick, difficult, not difficult, shalom, shalom, I'm going. Because there's something above my Rotzen, your Rotzen, everyone's Rotzen. There's something above there. We have a home because there's something above going on by us. Teure, a Rebbe, Aliyah, something like this. And today I feel that people, this there is something not, they are afraid of going like this. People are afraid. And it makes no sense to be afraid. Because when you are afraid of that, you just go the way a secular person goes. A secular person goes into marriage in order to commit to a personal need. He has a personal need of being fulfilled with his, all his kufnisik and all the needs, you know. Wants to have a family, wants to have children. In order to have that, he wants to marry, you know, after I've committed. A commitment for a personal need. We don't go for that. By us, it's much way above. But this aboveness enables you savlonis. Because it's not your rotzen which is the whole issue. It's not what you want is the whole issue. There's something else going on too. I don't tell you that you have to take someone and close both eyes and say, okay, never mind, it's something above. Don't be silly, you know. But it's not this dikduk ad hasof, that it has to fit all your needs in order to decide that there is something going on. You have to put into the picture that there is something above which has to be realized in a Jewish marriage. Something above. Mekudeshes, Kedusha, Torah, commitment to learning, whatever it is. Something like this has to be realized. And that enables you that you go into this whole business of marriage with more savlonis. You'll be soevel your own rotzen. You'll be soevel that my rotzen is not the issue. Not always. Once in a while it is the issue, but it's not always. It's much more, much way above. And it will help you. It will help you. This attitude will help you because you'll see, I went into that because of something bigger. So my commitment is much stronger. That was by me a very practical thing. You think I speak now hashkofe, and you know it's very practical. I told myself several times throughout my marriage, it's Isho Me Hashem. I saw the hashkofe, Nachon. You saw the hashkofe, you saw that this is a good thing, and you experienced a good thing, and now it's a little bit more harsh, you know. But it is something, a purpose there, it's something bigger there, and then afterwards things get resolved, and that's good. You are able to be soevel, your own rotzen, and go above that, and being bigger, growing through that. And a lot of bochim, which are stuck, a lot of bochim, they don't take into account that as a reality. They think, hey, that is good for the mashgiach to say. That's good for hashkofe, you know, reading in a book, being a part of the chain, of the never-ending chain of the Jewish nation, or something like this, huh? Or that's what you read in the books, and makes no sense. It's the most sensible thing. It makes a lot of sense. Because it puts your whole relationship into something which is above, which is higher. And that enables your midas. You understand now? That enables you to work on your midas. Your midas become, they have the right flavor then. They are in the right proportion. And otherwise your midas are out of proportion. And you inevitably will lose your savlonis. Because I went into this commitment in order to fulfill my own need. And my own need will not be fulfilled. Because that's now not what I want, you know. I want something else. And now that's dangerous. And I will just walk out because it's not what I want, you know. No, it's not there. There's something more. Something above. It's a very basic thing in a Jewish home. No? By a wife, you have to understand, by wife, this is a teva. It's a teva. It's a Jewish teva, perhaps. But it's a teva. So I don't have to wait for that. But I can be made that this is a teva. I made that. It's a teva. It's not because I taught that, but that's like a teva by a wife. But when the time comes out, when Soro Imenu speaks to the Beroilom and speaks about her husband, she says, V'adoini zoke. That's right. But she doesn't speak to Avraham Avinu to be mechabed him. She speaks to someone else. She has to say, Bali zoke, not Adoini. When she speaks to him, you are mechabed him. When she speaks to Beroilom, you say what he is, you know, Avraham, Bali. No, Adoini. Just that is the reality by a wife. She has someone above her. By a wife, that's a very basic ingredient by her marriage. That there's someone is above. There's something above. That's very basic. You have to work on that. Also, by you have to say something above. Not only by her. By her, that's like teva. By her, family, children are above her needs. The way you look today at these kill wives, you know, the way they work, you can't imagine how they just survive that thing, you know. Also panosa, and also children, and also household, and also Pesach, and also everything, and the man is just sitting on a galatir of alavide, you know. So you can't just imagine how she's able to manage that thing. No, that's above. It's above her keuches. It's above her thing, you know. But she deals with that. She's a savla. She can be savla. It's not what she wants. It's a very modern, to a certain extent, not so much Jewish attitude. This self fulfillment, you know, today in today's society, you have a kishon on art, so you have to make art, you know, or you have a kishon on language, so you have to work on your language or things like this. It is something more. It's a Jewish home, the family, which is above your own actualization, and you work for that. That's by her, that's like teva. By you, that has to be also in the picture. You are not out of that work. Also, you have to work like this. And by you, family, or purpose of family, or a Rebbe, or things like this, are above your own needs, and that's a basic ingredient of your home. And that will enable you to work on your midas right. That's called Savlomis. I myself, I heard that once someone Mashgiach, that he said that on the yeshiva, and he said it also on the home, but the Beretz and the Maizu of the yeshiva, he was in Beryankiv, and then Beryankiv was not such an easy place always to handle the Bochiv there. But he tried to handle the Bochim, and once he was fed up. It's going to be genug, fed up. He went to Reb Chatzko. So I don't know which Reb Chatzko. There are two Reb Chatzko, Reb Chatzko Sarno and Reb Chatzko Levenstein. He had two of them. He had contact with both, you know. I don't remember which one. But he told him, I think it's Reb Chatzko Sarno, but others think it's Reb Chatzko Levenstein, that one. I don't know. But he told him, that I'm fed up with yeshiva. Fed up. So he asked him, Mashgiach, but did you learn Savlonis? He said, oh ho, I have learned Savlonis, ho ho. Savlonis in Bochim, oh, that's a galant on Ashir. When you learn Savlonis, was kedai the whole yeshiva. The whole yeshiva was kedai, you should learn Savlonis. Believe me, it's kedai to go through a whole marriage in order to learn Savlonis. It's kedai. It's kedai to go through an whole marriage. Again, I don't tell you that you have to take the uppermost nechs, you know, in order to learn Savlonis. You'll learn Savlonis side by side, you know. With the best shidduch in the world, you'll learn Savlonis. Side by side. Because you always learn that. But Savlonis is the background. But it's a longish thing. Also in the yeshiva, Savron is not that a pity for the bocher, never mind. I want to educate him. I have to bring him closer to Torah. And that's why I can't blow up on him, because I have to bring him closer to Torah. It's the purpose which makes me be savil, my own rotzen too, to be harsh with him, you know? Over here too, it's a purpose of the family. It's a purpose. And you have to know, be Jewish. When you go into a shidduch in a Jewish way, it's much easier. It's much realistic, much more realistic, and much easier. what you think it's not realistic, it's like aloof, above. It's much more realistic. Because it's always like this. It's always like this. Otherwise you are heading problems. This goyishe, the chiloni way of making a marriage, is heading problems, chutz, and that's the truth, when they also see a certain purpose. With the time they get the seichel, you know, that they see a purpose. I asked once a chiloni, in America it's a novel, the novel's family situation, is that the first marriage broke up and both went to marry again, and then the second marriage magically worked out. That's a very normal case in America. Not too many people, the second marriage also falls apart, and the third marriage also, the second marriage goes. I asked him, why? Was ich meine, schlecht mit der erste. Mayara. So it's not because the second one is better. Only because he understood that he doesn't marry in order to fulfill his own needs. He marries because he wants something more purposeful, you know? There's something more to that than only fulfilling his own needs. And then the marriage works. Yeah?
A person sometimes makes a mistake to look selfishly.
Selfish.
When he goes for a shidduch, he should be more objective about...
Like objective with a seichel and understanding that he wants to build something together. That's a part of it, of your shidduch. That you want to build something. There's a b'roilom there when you want. Look, I'm not such a frum guy. But when I came from Chutz Lachutz, I was a mamish gurnisht, you know? I was in Mir Shiva a year and I got engaged. I got married by age 21 and a half, you know? Before age 22. And that was 30 years ago, you know? So 36, 35 years ago. Sounds like this. So I was young. But I had this Yatidishmai to think, no, there is a Beroilam there, which is together with that whole thing. It's not only my own thing, you know? And that helped me tremendously. You know? And I made a good shidduch, yeah? Not that I just, every single day, I just say, it's a Beroilam. Oh, so it's a Beroilam. It's a Beroilam. Not like this. It was a Roimemus. It was elevated, you know? It was a big thing. It was not my own thing. It was in a bigger context. Something higher, and that made possible that I was trying to grow in my midas, try to be more sublonous, more things, and that I wouldn't go in a different way, never go in a different way. And I asked people, I had the chutzpah to ask people who are married second time for 20 years, to ask them blunt in their face, why the second time worked and the first not? For us, you know, you have to be crazy to ask such a question, you know, but I asked them straight out. And they didn't have anything else to say. They said, second time I had more seichel. Chagat poshim el seichel. First time I went with my stomach and I wanted to have everything should fit me, you know, everything should be there. And that doesn't work, you know, but doesn't work. By no one it works. Only throughout that they also get to that. The family is the purpose and the children are the purpose. You know, once in a while you see that by these people they say, by me, my children are everything. A Jewish home, the children are not everything. It's a purpose of the home, which is everything, you know? The education of the children, the Torah, the Mesoiras, the Sheikhs of the Bir Oilom. It's more, you know? It's more than only, you know, that my child should be happy and have all the Fisher Price toys or whatever it is, you know? That's more than that, yeah? By us. It's more than this. It's more. But that's a part of your marriage. I think that will make it much more realistic, your shidduch. It's much more realistic. It's a counterintuitive. You think the realistic thing is my stomach. That's realistic. This is lofty. No, that's realistic. And that one is unrealistic, but that will not work. It's for a portionish gain. Will never work. Because that will always edge on. That's why it's a base medrash or midas. Base medrash means it teaches you something which you did not know beforehand. And something it teaches you which you don't want to know once in a while, you know? It would be more convenient, not this base medrash, the base medrash of Midas. Yeah, that's the Shvera base medrash. Savalonis is the one. But Savalonis goes together with that aboveness. There's something more.
Why does a person have to get married to learn Savalonis?
Of course you could learn it everywhere. But when you, I only want that your approach to Shidduch goes together with that. That will make it easier to see in the right proportion. You know? I don't want to tell you only through the marriage you get that. You know, I think why it is by Beis Talmud, by the Altamiras. There were bochim which were magizurim there, you know. Or Mashiach, like Mashiach, connection to Noman. I don't know, I have the name on it. You know, it was all the bochim. Okay, so never mind, you also learn sablonis out of the bochim and out of dealing with people. That's not the point that you only learn sablonis with that. But I only want to avoid that you think marriage is that there I know what I want. No, you don't know either. You have to understand marriage is also going with this higher thing that's much more realistic and it's much better and you'll grow with that. Again, of course it has to be, you have to like the other person. When you dislike him, you can't say, I dislike the person but I will be a sovereign. And that's crazy. You may not do that. You like the other person, it's a good thing, but there are certain parts which are not the same. But you know, they're not the same. But I like the person, and they're not the same parts. They will be in sync, you know. Yeah? You don't have to fit till the end, you know, like a glove.
It also helps explain people are never sure. Should they look for themselves as a wife or a mother for their kids?
What?
People are never sure. Should they look for a wife for themselves or a mother for their kids? So here it's both.
It's both a little bit, yeah. It's both a little bit, yeah. But it's also a matter for the kids, yeah.
Makes it easier, though.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Okay, Atka. Say that I think that's a very basic thing. I never spoke about that one. First time I speak about that, but I think it is needed, you know. And now the Vaad is a little bit more thin because there are a few already got engaged. So now you really need to think, you know. That is real. This thing is for real. I hope I made that clear. That's a very practical thing, such a thing. It's not some lofty theory. It's a very practical thing to go like this. Okay? I've come.
Avoiding pickiness, basically.
What?
Avoiding pickiness, not...
Yeah, a little bit avoiding pickiness. You can't be not picky at all. When you want. Okay? I've come. Zeigesund.